Another suicide attack rocks the Bab Sharqi neighborhood in Old Damascus, killing and critically injuring a number of civilians. Police say a man smuggled the explosive device in a plastic bag and detonated it in the middle of an ancient market.
We were patrolling near the area. Suddenly we heard a blast and realized it was an attack. The bomber had smuggled the explosive device in a plastic bag full of bread. He killed himself in the name of freedom. Is this freedom?
This is a residential and commercial area. Why are they attacking us? What did we do to them? Look at that shop or this vehicle. What did their owners do to deserve this?
Insurgents have confirmed the number of dead, but claimed the attack was caused by a mortar bomb. This while some unconfirmed reports say the bomber was wearing a suicide belt and blew himself up outside the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church. A number of shops were also damaged in the blast, but the number of fatalities is likely to rise. It's not the first time that a suicide bomber targets innocent civilians. Over the past few days, there have been similar attacks in Damascus. These deadly bombings almost always target civilians and coincide with the fierce clashes around the capital and beyond. Anti-Syria Takfiri extremists have been behind many of the deadly bombings, targeting both civilians and government institutions across the Arab state since the outbreak of the violence. The turmoil has gripped Syria for over 2 years, and many people, including large numbers of Syrian soldiers and security personnel, have been killed in the foreign-sponsored militancy.
It is important to solve the Syrian crisis through dialogue. We are in favor of an international effort that could help stop the violence and initiate a political process that will also respect Syria's sovereignty.
Iran, China, and Russia have on several occasions maintained that the crisis in Syria can be settled through dialogue, warning that foreign military support for the terrorists will complicate the situation in the Arab country. Despite the call, countries like Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United States are still in favor of sending more arms to the militants. Under the same policy, the U.S. spy agency CIA has already begun transferring weapons to Jordan in an attempt to arm Takfiri militants fighting against the Syrian government. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.